This is the military service record of Raymond Joseph Queenan. Born on November 7, 1893, in Meriden, Connecticut, USA. Father's name, John Patrick Queenan, born in Scotland. Mother's maiden name, Mary Ellen Smith, born in USA, New Hampshire. Are you white, colored, Indian, Mongolian? White. Citizen? Yes. Voter? Yes. Church? Catholic. Married? Not yet. Fraternal orders? Knights of Columbus, Ancient Order of Hibernians, YMTA and B Society. Previous military experience? Enlisted, Company E, 1st Connecticut Infantry, January 25, 1915. Mexican Border Service, Nogales, Arizona, June to October 1916. Occupation before entry to the service? Salesman, Domino Sugars. Employer, the American Sugar Refining Company of New York. Residence before entry into the service? 125 Fairview Street, New Britain, Connecticut, in Hartford County. Present home address, 125 Fairview Street, New Britain, Connecticut, in Hartford County. War record. Inducted into service or enlisted on January 25, 1915 in New... Note that the rest of the town in the document is not visible because the copy of the file includes part of another document. In Company E, 1st Connecticut Infantry, as a private. In the Infantry section of the National Guard. Identification number, 64601. Assigned to, originally, Company E, 102nd Infantry, 26th Division in New Britain, Connecticut. Trained or stationed before going to Europe? At Yale Field in New Haven from July 18, 1917 to September 21, 1917, and Fort Totten in New York from September 27, 1917 to October 26, 1917. Transferred to? None indicated. Promoted? From the rank of private to the rank of corporal on August 9, 1915. And from the rank of corporal to the rank of sergeant on April 6, 1917. Embarked from Hoboken, New Jersey on 9/22/17 on the ship Lanaki. Wrecked 3 days out and returned. Left again on SS Adriatic on October 26 from New York. And arrived in Liverpool, England on November 9, 1917. Proceeded from Liverpool to Southampton from November 9 to November 10, 1917. From Southampton, England to Le Havre, France on November 11, 1917. From Le Havre to Rouvres-les-Chevites, Pas Chatenois, Vosges on November 12 and 13, 1917. Trained or stationed abroad? Rouvres-les-Chevites, Pas Chatenois, Vosges, France from November 13, 1917 to February 4, 1918. First went into action on February 8, 1918 in Chemin des Dames near Soissons. Participated in the following engagements. Chemin des Dames from February 6, 1918 to March 20, 1918. Toul sector from April 1 to June 30. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services. Give circumstantial accounts of exploits, including dates and places where performed. Also, by whom and in what manner the honors were bestowed. None, except with company, battalion, regiment, or division. Killed in action, killed by accident, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner. Gassed. Mustered. Epied near Chateau Thierry on July 23, 1918. Exhausted. Back wrenched by shell explosion and being thrown into a trench by the explosion in Verdun on October 24, 1918. Under medical care. Hospital, evac number 7, location near Chateau Thierry from July 23 to July 24. Hospital, Base Hospital Number 15. Location, Chaumont, from July 25 to August 20, 1918. Hospital, Evac Number 6, Souilly, from October 24 to October 26. Base Hospital Number 1, Vichy, from October 27 to December 6, 1918. Permanently disabled? Specify. No. Arrived in Hoboken, New Jersey, on the ship Finland, on February 14, 1919, from Saint-Nazaire, France. Discharged at Camp Devens, Massachusetts, on February 24, 1919, as Private First Class. Returned to civilian life. Occupation? Salesman. Same position for 3 months. Resigned 6/18/19. If a change of occupation was occasioned by reason of disability acquired in service, describe the process or re-education and readjustment, and indicate the agencies or individuals chiefly instrumental in furnishing the new occupation. Spent summer at the seashore. Just returned, 8/23/19. Not working yet. Additional information. What was your attitude toward military service in general and toward your call in particular? I was anxious to go. I wanted to see what war was like, and did. I would have been ashamed to have been drafted. I saw the need and didn't believe in waiting for a, quote, personal invitation, unquote. What were the effects of camp experiences in the United States upon yourself, mental and physical? Effects were good physically, but very monstrous and depressing mentally and morally. It made me depend upon myself. I found that I could do the right thing when I only had myself to answer to. What were the effects upon yourself overseas, either in the Army or Navy, or in camp, in France or England or elsewhere? I feel that my experience overseas broadened me physically, mentally, and morally. It made me dependent on myself. I found that I could do the right thing when I only had myself to answer to. If you took part in fighting, what impressions were made upon you by this experience? I was scared stiff, but I was afraid to show it. I saw so many killed that I lost all fear of death. My only fear was the thought of how the folks at home would receive notice of my death. What has been the effect of these experiences as contrasted with your state of mind before the war? I am more inclined to be serious and less inclined to waste time or anything. I can't go Bolsheviki, Profiteers, Bevo, or other cooties. Additional data. This was my last war, absolutely. There were too many this time who stayed home and, quote, made money while the boys fought, unquote. The old saying slightly twisted. Signed in New Britain, Connecticut on August 26, 1919. Signature, Raymond Joseph Queenan. Rank, Private First Class. Branch, Company E, 102nd Infantry. This information was obtained from the following persons or sources: discharge papers and memory and diary.